inch by inch, row by row.
No shortage of water here in Southeast Alaska, of course. Different story in California, now in the midst of a four-year drought. And that's where Master Gardener Ed Bajarski just spent a family vacation. Some observations in this week's edition of Garden Talk. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So looking pretty dry down there, pretty dry
it
ground.
It was. It's great to come back here where everything is so green. And even flying along, we can see the change as we either headed south or came back north. We flew into Oakland and extremely dry, brown conditions, except golf courses. Maybe they're using recycled water, we could hope, right? But and surprisingly, farm fields, although we've heard about a lot of areas being fallowed down there, farm fields we saw were mostly in good shape and fairly green. But again, they've got some interesting water laws down there, too. And if they're pumping from wells, they're unrestricted.
Why should we care about what happens in California?
Well, I suppose if we're growing all our own fruits and vegetables here and storing and freezing, no worries. But most of us are not. We go to the grocery store and we're buying produce, and if you happen to see the boxes and see where the stuff comes from, a very large proportion of it is coming from California and Washington and Oregon, and they are all in drought. I mean, it's even Seattle, very brown, again, flying into SeaTac Airport, that lots of brown lawns, brown yards down there. So it does affect us directly in food prices. Milk prices, you know, same thing. They produce a lot of milk and a lot of beef in California.
I guess,
that affects us.
Yeah, I guess William Shatner's taken a page from Wally Hickel's book, and he's got a Kickstarter campaign for a $30 billion water pipeline.
That's from Alaska, you mean?
Well, from Seattle, to California.
Okay, well, that sounds like a wonderful idea. But again, the Seattle area, I mean, Eastern Washington is normally pretty dry, but Western Washington is under water restrictions too, so hard to say where he's going to get that water from.
What about your family down there? They've been doing a little bit of planting lately?
They really haven't. Where in past years we planted some garlic, we planted tomatoes and other things in their backyard. They have a brown lawn. I mean, well, they don't really have a lawn, actually, but so they couldn't get a credit for taking out their lawns, which some people have done. But they still do have a fig tree that we planted, a couple of pears, and an avocado. And so there, after my grandson's, son, take their showers, the bathtub is plugged, and they then bucket the water from the bathtub out to water to give the trees some water. And they're producing. The figs, we harvested figs from their tree and from other trees around, and those figs are tough trees. And we made some incredible fig jam and ate all the figs we could possibly eat while we were down there.
How about plums?
Plums are coming again. The plums are ripening. Napa area was, before it became a hotbed of vineyards and wineries, used to be known for its plums and prunes. So there are still lots of semi-wild plum trees. They're not maintained or anything like that, where we were out hiking on some trails that we picked. They're little. They're small. They call them cherry plums. They're the size of cherries, but incredibly tasty, yellow and red and purple plums. So, and these are unwatered. They produce. They're hard to say how deep their roots must go to get to some moisture, because it's a fairly heavy clay. I mean, it's rock hard right now. You can't dig in this stuff out there.
Okay. Ed Bajarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt. Glad we're here.
Ed Bajarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk here on KTOO Juneau.